And Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:35 on a Thursday evening in Lansing, ahead of a big Memorial Day weekend. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate. Thank you for joining us. University of Michigan researchers saying that the U.S. factories produce about 75% of what the country consumes, but the right decisions by both business and political leaders could push that to 95%. To explain, I'm joined by Roman Kapuscinski. He is the professor of operations and management science at U of M's Ross School of Business and the co-author of the Manufacturing's Wake-Up Call study. Roman, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
I'm very glad to be with you.
Now, you know, the impression people have is that most of the products we now use are manufactured in China. How is it that 75% of the products we consume are made in the U.S.?
Well, we typically think about things like shoes, clothes that we wear, basically maybe some plastic toys, and indeed more and more of them are produced in China. But if you think about products that are used across the whole U.S. industry, often many of them are already produced here in the U.S. When we fly on a plane, this plane was produced here in the U.S. by Boeing, and basically the cost of that product is very high. When we drive a car, whether it's one of the U.S. three manufacturers or Toyota, Honda, Nissan, BMW, there is a very high likelihood that this car was actually produced in the U.S. When you look at food, chemicals, big portions of medical equipment, machinery, petroleum, coal, all of that was produced in the U.S.
It sounds like, well, we certainly do cover quite a lot of areas made right here, but when we talk about pushing that to 95%, how important is our education system and the training we provide to Americans in doing that, and what kind of education should we be focusing on?
Well, so basically, U.S. used to be basically an education leader around the world. And when you think about up to probably around 1930s, there was no system of education in the world that was matching the U.S. one. And the rest of the world has actually kind of caught up with us, and we actually a little bit slipped away. So basically, when we think about the education that is helpful for manufacturing, right now, countries like Germany or Switzerland are actually producing extremely qualified middle-level type of workforce. U.S. is extremely good in producing top engineers, but when it comes to group leaders, when it comes to regular employees, the picture is incredibly different depending on where you look. There are some areas that it's very good and many of them which are not so good.
So, I mean, what's the reason for that? Where should our education be improved to help our manufacturing base?
Well, there are probably many areas, but historically, community colleges did extremely well in the U.S. when you go back by 50, 70 years ago. Right now, the way most of population looks at community colleges, they don't look at it as supply of high quality workforce. Mm-hmm. At the same time, when you look at universities have the whole spectrum of capabilities, and top universities provide a lot of hands-on training, but not all universities do. So hands-on training, very broader exposure to various technologies, techniques across basically all educational
systems. You're talking about basically high-level, even vocational schools. That sounds like we could certainly benefit from that. Now, you say that the current corporate tax structure in the U.S. is, quote, the worst of both worlds. What do you mean by that?
Well, the official statutory tax is 39%, and this is actually the highest tax rate in the whole world. So basically, the decision makers that basically look at what I'm going to pay on my profits, look at the U.S. and say, okay, I'm going to lose 40% of that versus other countries could charge me only 20%, 15% or so. However, we give so many discounts to so many industries that effectively we never get 39%. The long-term average is 28%. And actually, when we just got data for the last 2 years, there are so many discounts that actually corporations are getting on taxes that actually they are paying 12%. So very little revenue is coming to the government because only 12% is actually paid. But when decisions are made, when to locate facilities, they are made on this 39% figure, which is scary and basically translates very often into decisions to locate factories somewhere else.
I see. So bring the corporate tax down and get rid of these loopholes so that the income does come in.
At minimum, simplifying it.
Understood. I'm talking to Roman Kapuscinski, a professor of operations and management science at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. He's the co-author of this new study, Manufacturing's Wake-Up Call. Now, one of the things you say is that the U.S. must build a stronger relationship with Mexico. What kinds of steps should be taken, and why Mexico?
When we looked what happened in Western Europe, it struck us more and more that what happens between Western and Eastern Europe works extremely well. The moment East European countries joined European Union, it became clear that actually some outsourcing from Germany to, say, Czech Republic, Slovak Republic, Poland takes place. But this is very selective outsourcing. You basically build plant for simple parts in Poland, but you basically do still engineering in Germany. And basically, the closeness, the geographical closeness, translates into the fact that basically engineers are able to very easily make a day trip to Poland, come back to Germany, continue their work. So basically, we don't see in Western Europe the same thing that is happening increasingly in the U.S., that because the manufacturing plants are located in China, very quickly we see movement of design centers also to China. The geographical proximity actually makes a gigantic difference in terms of keeping the design and engineering capabilities.
I see. But what would it take, though, at this point to shift manufacturing from China to Mexico? What kind of factors would need to be changed?
Well, basically, we were amazed when we collected a lot of data, but we also had interviews with about 200 CEOs, and we were amazed how consistent they were in terms of giving us responses to China versus Mexico. All of them, pretty much with minor exceptions, thought that Mexico is cost-wise very competitive, time-wise is extremely competitive because it's very close. What is lacking is really stability. So safety, safety, safety was repeated, because I don't want to send managers to a country where they can be hurt and their life is at question. Infrastructure becomes a bigger issue. Like 20 years ago, Mexico's infrastructure was definitely better than China's. Right now, the situation is going the other direction.
Those are issues that essentially Mexico would need to fix on its own, right? Or do you envision the U.S. getting involved there?
Well, the ones that I mentioned, probably Mexico has to fix on their own. But the other one that was mentioned was actually infrastructure. And I think that it would be wonderful place for U.S. to actually play some role to help and not help for free, but to help Mexico to improve their infrastructure and have U.S. companies actually being involved in that. So basically it could serve dual role, basically bringing up Mexico as a better place to produce, but also the process of making that happen would be beneficial for U.S. companies that basically concentrate on developing infrastructure.
Let me ask you, though, about labor costs here in the U.S. Obviously, that's one of the major draws of taking jobs to places like China. How much of an issue is that for manufacturing here in the country? And what kinds of steps should be taken to control labor costs, especially when you have unions involved and some real strong political interests?
So we were quite surprised that the answer to this question depends really, that you cannot give one uniform question for the whole U.S. You have to basically look at it as industry by industry. And basically, there are some industries that labor costs are not important at all, some industries that labor costs are critical. And basically, the industries that I started with, apparel, shoes, labor component is so big compared to material cost that basically these are the ones that are always going to the cheapest places. But when you look at probably around 75% of the total goods manufactured, the labor component is so small that nearly never in those for those products, the decisions where to manufacture are based on just labor costs.
Understood. Unfortunately, Roman, we are out of time. Roman Kapuscinski, professor of operations and management science at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, co-author of the new study, Manufacturing's Wake-Up Call. With the right decisions, we could have 95% of the things we consume produced right here in the U.S. Roman, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Glad to be with you.
And we will be right back. Joining us will be Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero. Hang on for that. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.